Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, welcome back to What We Said podcast. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC. And we have some special guests for you guys today.
Very special.
Who are they?
Very highly requested, you guys. When we put out there that we wanted to interview some people and asked you guys for suggestions, one of the most commonly commented thing was, yeah. I'm saying this so bad, was our husbands.
Highly requested, highly recommended.
So here they are for you guys.
Today we have Nick, my husband.
What's up, guys?
And
Leif, my husband.
Hey.
Do you guys want to like tell us a little bit about yourselves for the listeners at home?
Yeah.
Leif, you want to go first?
Okay, but I'm nervous.
Okay, it's fine.
Don't be nervous.
Hey guys, I'm Leif. I'm JC's husband. I'm her also her full-time assistant.
Woohoo!
Woo.
And that's it. That's all I do.
You do a great job of
ollie,
it.
Thanks, man. Which is pretty.
No,
it's
don't.
A big improvement Leif, for me.
You like to skate. Tech guy.
I love the ocean. Sure. I love puppies and babies.
I looked over on Leif's phone
puppies
yesterday,
and
literally, the search bar in YouTube said "toy poodle with baby." That sounds creepy, but it's normal.
I wanted to see if they were compatible.
Oh.
And were they?
Surprise!
Just kidding. You can tell what's on Leif's
Leif
mind.
Leif did our wedding video, and it was his first. Wasn't it your first wedding video
yeah,
ever?
Yeah, it was my first one.
And it was amazing.
Unbelievable.
It was so good.
Loved
we were just
it.
Talking
Exceeded
about
our
it. It's like our favorite video still. When we watch it, we're like, this is so just cute and good.
Yeah,
I
so
cry
good.
Every time I watch it.
So good.
Okay,
Nick, tell us about you.
I'm married to Chelsea, beautiful girl next to me.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
I grew up in Gilbert, Arizona, same as Chelsea. Have three sisters. I'm also extremely nervous, like Leif.
They're both like sweating.
And I enjoy just.
You like fishing?
I do. I love to fly fish. There's a big difference.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, get it right. You start getting in a fight already.
I like to be outside a lot and love to do some graphic design and website building. You name it.
You name it, I
you
can
name
do
it. I'm good
perfect.
At everything.
Not even.
What do you do for work?
Oh, I'm an energy consultant. So if you need some solar panels, hit me up.
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm not promoting my
We're
business.
Like, and you can contact him at.
please. Okay.
Cool,
guys. Okay, so should we tell our stories-ish?
Like, yeah.
Just brief run through. We've kind
Let's
of talked
talk about how
this.
We fell in love.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about this on the podcast before. I feel what I was just saying to them is that I feel like a lot of people don't know mine and Leif's like full story of kind of our dating process. I've only really ever said like we met in this month and we got engaged this month. Like no one really
yeah.
knows the in between, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
all the drama.
Yeah. And so I feel like, I don't know, I thought it would be good to like talk about it from both of our points of view maybe or something.
Yeah.
Hope we don't bring up any negative feelings. No, it's
fight.
It's
fight.
Get real.
No, it's way past and over now. But so Leif and I met in, I think, July. of like whatever year it was. I honestly don't even know, 2015 or something.
I think it was the 14, right?
No, 15.
The 14.
The 14 year.
The 14th year of the 2000th century. 2000th century?
Okay, I need to go back to college.
And so we met and we went on our first date, which was a blind date. And then we like kind of hit it off and like started hanging out a bunch. And then I don't know how long into dating things went a little rocky. We weren't even dating. We weren't officially dating like boyfriend and girlfriend, but we pretty much like we were hanging out every day. And it's like
probably a couple months.
Less? No. Like I think literally two or maybe three
weeks. I have a question.
Yeah.
Was there immediate attraction because it was a blind date? Like, did you guys feel that?
I feel like we were like really comfortable. Immediate,
like best friends almost.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Aww, like we were super awesome. Comfortable around each other. And I feel like we had good chemistry. Like we just, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. We had like clicked. Similar sense of humor. Like we just kind of clicked, I feel like.
Didn't you guys kiss on your first date?
No, second.
Oh.
Second date, which was like 3 days after the first date.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was really soon after. So the answer was
immediate attraction.
Yeah, it was more of like just best friends from the bat. But then, so a few weeks after, like we started hanging out every single day. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like I think after our second date, we started hanging out every single day.
Yeah, like actually every day.
Yeah, he would get home from work, mm-hmm. and then I would come over, or he would come over, and like we would just hang out or whatever. And I think a few weeks, maybe like probably 3 weeks into it. So Leif, backstory, Leif had been dating someone else and had got broken up with like a month prior.
Yeah.
And was kind of like still sad about it. Like he.
Yeah.
Probably a little less than a month maybe.
Okay. Yeah. And he had been like blindsided by that breakup. Like that was not something that he was expecting to happen. And so he was kind of not in a bad place, but he was bummed. And like even to go on the date with me, like you got set up and I don't think you were like stoked about it. You weren't like, yay, I'm so ready to date again. You were like, whatever, sure, I'll go.
Yeah, I was down, but it wasn't like exciting.
Yeah. And so then, anyway, so then we started like seeing each other a lot. And then I think I posted a picture of you on my Instagram. And literally like right after that, maybe the next day or that day or something. It was really soon after then the girlfriend who had broken up with him mm-hmm. before texted him.
She comes swooping in.
Yeah, and was like, I miss you. Like, can we talk and whatever? Course. And like when I knew that, I think you didn't even tell me I saw the text because we were together and we were like laying down and it like just buzzed and it said her name. And it was like, I miss you. And literally my heart just dropped because we had been just like getting along so well. And I knew that he had liked her before. So I was like, cool.
Awesome
like,
sauce.
And I knew that, I don't know. If you're a girl, it's like, okay, you obviously know her intentions mm-hmm. weren't necessarily, I don't know. I don't want to say they weren't good, but I felt like it was just like, oh, she saw him with someone else and was like, wait, crap. Maybe I do like him.
Exactly.
And I was bummed for him too, because he was like actually happy with me. Like we were having a lot of fun and I felt like it was pulling him out of like the sadness that he was experiencing at that time. So I was like, why would she like do that? That's lame. Anyway. And so, but then Leif being like,
I was a little naive.
Yeah.
I didn't see what she was really doing. And, I wasn't really over the breakup. So I went back to dating that girl.
Awesome. Yeah.
So he awesome I don't, sauce. For
how long did that last?
Not a long time.
Yeah.
But you weren't even like really dating her.
No.
It was more just like, you're like, okay, I'm going to like talk to her. And then you like guys like went on a few dates or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember JC telling me about that. She's like, yeah, I saw his text.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Awesome.
I was like, that's good. Well, so this is the problem. So I was aware of that. Like we were very open about it the whole time. It was like, you told me, I even, not like that I needed to give you permission, but I was like, hey, I get it. Like I remember saying to you one night, like, I understand what's happening. Like, mm-hmm. and I don't even think I ever said like, she doesn't have good intentions. Like, this is not mm-hmm. a good idea. I just was like, I get it. You had feelings for her and she broke up with you, completely blindsided you. And now she wants you back. I understand mm-hmm. that you would want to do that. And so, so then he's kind of started like going on dates with her, I think, but then you would still like talk to me. And mm-hmm. I think you still even like wanted to hang out with me a few times. during that, you would like text me like, let's hang out. And I was like, what? That's kind of like, no.
I don't know.
Like, you don't just get to like hang out and kiss her and then just like also be best friends with me still and get to hang out with me every night. Like, that just doesn't make sense. And so.
But it's safe.
I'm a nice guy. Come on.
But then this was the worst thing. So sorry when this is taking so long to tell. But
yeah, speed it up.
This was the worst part is I went to an event. So this place in Arizona opened up called the Soda Shop. And I went to their like grand opening. And this girl that I had known was there. And she was like, are you dating anyone? And I was like, and so this was during when Leif had was kind of with her, but not really. Like, we were still hanging out. I don't know. I think maybe you had were kind of starting to get over her and I was sensing that. I don't know. But I remember saying like, not really kind, like I've been kind of talking to this kid Leif, but no, I'm not dating anyone. And she was like, Leif, she's like, where did I just hear that name? That's so weird. She's like, oh, she's like, wait, he's dating someone else. She was like, I literally just talked to her last night. Like, and it wasn't like.
Leif looks like he's so surprised. He's like, what? She's like,
no, she literally said like, oh, I just talked to his girlfriend. And I was like, okay, that shocks me because I was not aware that they were actually literally dating again. Like, I thought he had was just talking to her, like working it out. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay. And so then I had made the decision right then and there. I was like, yeah, I'm done. Because why on earth would I let you literally be dating her and then still talk to me all the time? That's so lame. So I like made the decision right then and there that I was completely done. And I was going to just tell him that. Like, yeah. Hey, I'm just done. And like, you're great. But it's just, I'm not going to deal with that. And
I remember the next day, I didn't know that was going on.
That night I tried to text you.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the problem.
I was on a date.
With her.
With her.
Leif's like, these girls got to stop texting at night.
Ian, from 12 to 4, please.
He's like, my business hour, do you have any dramatic texts to send me? Please do it.
They're archived at that time.
No, that night that she told me that, like, oh, he's dating someone else. I was like, okay, screw this. So then I was like, hey, I think I called him. He didn't answer. Or I texted him. I was like, hey, can I call you? That's what I said. I said, hey, can I call you? Because
he wanted to talk?
Yeah, I wanted to talk and say, I'm done. Like,
bye.
Yeah. And he didn't reply. And then I think he replied later that night, probably after he got off the date with her.
Yeah, but then you didn't text back. And then I went to work the next day. And I remember texting you saying, hey, like, let's hang out today or tonight after work.
Thinks everything is fine.
Yeah.
No, guys, I wasn't tied down to either of them. I was dating.
Awesome. You have
that's
right.
What you do when
you have that right.
I get you.
You can't just like, I don't know. I'm dating
around.
Yeah,
it's not like you were like, oh, these two girls are my girlfriend at the same time.
Right.
It was just like dating around.
But you were also,
Chelsea knows about that. She'll probably get into it.
Okay. But also, you have to admit that you were kind of trying to choose between us.
Yes.
But is there anything wrong with that?
No,
but
there
I can't,
is not.
I have to experience.
Yeah.
And you were the winner.
Woohoo, I won.
Yeah, so she didn't text me back that day. And I was like, what the heck? Like, what's wrong?
Well, here's the thing. Like, on that date that night is when you realized that you were done.
Yeah,
that's true. You were like, I don't want to date this girl anymore.
Yeah.
And that was the same night that I had heard they're dating in full force. So I was just like,
okay. Like a rom-com.
Yeah. And so anyway, so then he texts me. He's like, did you ask me what was wrong?
I think so.
Did I reply?
Yeah.
Oh.
You said, were you on a date with so-and-so last night? I was like, how the heck does she know that? Like, who's talking?
She sends a picture, like, of outside the restaurant. She's like,
how interesting. Oh, yeah. I think I asked you that, and then you were like, yeah.
Well, and then I said.
She just sends you the waving emoji. Bye.
I forgot what happened, but we ended up meeting that night, and I said I wanted to talk.
And then, crawled back very fast.
No, he said, I said, honestly, I heard that you were on a date with her and like, it's just like, it's not worth it, this. I don't know. I just said basically what I was planning on talking to him on the phone about. Like, I'm just kind of done. And then you said, well, can I please talk to you tonight?
Yeah. Explain my side.
And explain like my side of the story. And I said, yeah, that's fine. And so then, yeah, we got together.
So then we
met
up. Got married.
That night, ran off to Vegas.
No, that night we talked, and then I think that's literally the night that you asked me to be your girlfriend. I don't think you were like, will you be my girlfriend? But you were like, I just want to date you.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay. And then we started dating.
Got him.
But I don't think anyone has ever like heard that story ever. Anyone besides my friends, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it.
Yeah.
Leif. Like, and I've held a grudge ever since.
It really was like so traumatic in the moment.
Yeah.
Just because you're like.
Well, you just like liked him so much. Yeah. Too, like, from the get-go.
Yeah. I really felt like we got along so well. I'm so confused. That was more what it was the whole time. I was like, I'm so confused how he could possibly like someone else because of what I felt like we had. Why is he even?
But you were just so level-headed and wise at the time, and I was just a little boy.
Oh, that's right. Just kidding.
Always remember.
But I
that.
Realized that. Yeah, I married you.
A cute little boy.
Oh,
hey, thanks.
We just showed them photos of Leif when he was a baby, and he's so fat and so he's so cute.
Nick was cuter.
True, Nick was very adorable.
Don't think so. I stayed the same.
He does look exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Exactly.
You're a toddler.
Come on, tell us your drama.
I don't think we have enough time in this.
So much drama.
Tell us the first kiss. Tell us the first kiss.
Okay, let's start with the first kiss. Because I already told like our first date when you tricked me.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, let's go upstairs.
I really did not know how to work that TV.
That TV downstairs. Yeah, so we went upstairs.
Had to watch TV.
And had to watch TV in his parents' bedroom. And he's like, okay. And he puts up this, and it was literally a one-person chair. He's like, okay, get on. And we're like, okay. And then that night he was like, you were cuddling with me all night. I'm like, because we literally were sharing one seat.
So did I say those words? You were cuddling with me all night.
No. So
in turn.
No, like later on in our relationship, you're like, oh, the first date, okay. You were all over me. I'm like, literally because I had to sit on top of you in order to watch the movie.
Oh my gosh.
Your first kiss, when was that? Wasn't it?
It was a while into. Well, our first. Okay. So how long had we been hanging out before first attempt?
It was like three weeks. 3 weeks.
Before yeah, it was I like 3 weeks.
Oh, that's so
And we
so
had been
respectful.
Hanging out a Leif. Long time. No, just no, no. Kidding. Okay. So I had told
Very
Nick.
Respectful.
I had
Thank
told.
You,
I had told Nick, I'm like, I don't kiss until the fifth date.
Which was true. You had that weird rule.
Yeah. And well, so, because like, I was like, by the fifth date, you know, that they're actually interested. Like, you know, if you're interested, whatever. And so I had told Nick that, and he was like, our literal, like, second or third date. And we're sitting and we're like by a lake, and he had like brought his fishing rod.
It was going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
Like, that was going through my mind.
And he goes, and he like kind of scoots closer to me, and I'm like telling him that I have this rule. And he's like, okay. He's like, well, there was the time that we saw each other at Circle K.
I bought
there
her
was
drinks.
Church last week.
I bought her drink at Circle K. So that yeah. counts, right?
That counts as a date.
Oh,
sure.
You did at Circle K. You bought
I
my
bought
drink.
Your drink. When we, that was when I first met you.
When you got my number.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, so that night he was like, yeah, so this is our fifth because we saw each other at Circle K. We've seen each other
I was
at
counting down. I was ready.
Yeah.
I
I'm like,
the
no.
From, you know?
I know. I was like, no, this is the fifth date. And so I was like, okay, we didn't kiss that night.
No.
So Nick's like, I remember.
Was there an attempt?
It
not no that attempt. Night.
Oh, okay. Not until.
Did you
the
ever
next
like
time.
Kiss her cheek or her forehead?
No.
No. Oh. Like we like held hands and cuddled.
She was pretty, you know, determined.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know how you could resist.
I know.
Just kidding.
So how long? So it was like 3 weeks. We had been dating. Like we had been like going on lots of dates.
Hanging out every day. You would think that at this point. It's time for a kiss.
Yeah,
just
it was
a little kiss.
It was past the fifth date by this point.
Yeah.
And here's what I was thinking. So I had a missionary out at the time that I was like for sure going to marry.
What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. If you guys don't know what that is, missionary, he's for our church. Like they go out for 2 years to a different country, or a different state and like serve a mission for our church, kind of like a service oriented, like preaching mission. And then so you don't talk to them or like see them besides letters or emails for two years. So I had dated this guy all through high school after he left right after high school. And so while he was gone, I was like, oh, I'm waiting for him to come back so we can get married. So I was like kind of dating, but like not planning on
just
getting
to fill
into
time.
It. Yeah. Just to pass the time.
Yeah.
No, but I had, I really liked Nick. So I was like, it almost scared me because I was like, I don't want to get in too deep and like start to get all these feelings. I just
She's
didn't want to
come home and it's like, then what?
She did.
Yeah.
She got in.
Yeah. I caught the feelings.
Yeah.
So that's why I waited so long is because I was that's kind of weird to say, but like, I just wanted to wait because I was like, I know as soon as we kiss and like, it's going to start to get serious, we're going to start like actually dating. And yeah. I hadn't dated anyone else
that whole time, like actually dated.
Yeah.
So anyways, so you can tell the first when you tried to kiss me.
I'm trying to remember. Was it outside of my home?
Yeah, it was outside of your house. We had just like spent all night together. Yeah.
So this is like our eighth date by now. And I'm like, okay, it's got to be time.
Nick's getting real frustrated.
I'm like at the point like she doesn't like me if she doesn't kiss me, you know?
Yeah.
And so she is leaning up against my car, my truck, my little Ford Ranger. And I swear she like looks at me like, you better kiss me right now. Like gives me the eyes.
No, because I was like, I had fun tonight. And he says like, I'm like, I had fun tonight.
Oh, no. Probably reversed. She was like, I had a really good time tonight. And just eyes right to my soul. Like, kiss me now. And I'm like, oh, this is happening. Okay. And so I go in to kiss her and I get face palm.
What?
No, and it wasn't even like.
Not a, even a dodge?
Wasn't. It was a dodge kind of a and dodge. Palm. It was a practice move. It
like,
was a dodge.
I like palm. Shied into my. I'm like, I have this down. No, I like kind of like went into my shoulder and like put my hand up like, no, I'm not ready. Oh my gosh.
Why weren't you? That's a question I have never asked. Why weren't you ready?
You have definitely asked me. But I told you. I just told you like I just really liked you and I was like so scared to like get into. Like I knew that I liked you more than I had liked anybody else. And so I was like, I just was scared the whole time. I just wasn't ready.
And then the eyes, because those were unmistakable. Like, what? He's like, what
explain
were,
the eyes.
Well, you explain that to me.
I don't know. I'm trying to say, like, maybe I wanted to, but, like, I, in the actual moment when it's about to happen, I was like, shoot, and I panicked.
Totally. Just a little confused.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of the same thing where I was, like, trying to decide, okay, I hadn't seen this other guy in, like, 2 years, but
I'm
I was
games
like.
Games with my heart.
I had been so dedicated, like, promise rings, everything. So it was like, oh shoot, I feel like almost unloyal if I do that. He knew that I was dating, but not like
seriously.
Not like seriously. And I was like, if I start dating you, it's gonna be serious. So
looking back at the fact that you did have a missionary and you were that serious and it was like, I promise, like we are getting married.
Yeah.
Are you just like, I'm dumb? Yeah. Or do you like, what do you think? Because a lot of girls do that and sometimes it does work out.
Yeah, sometimes it does. I just think, like, I should have listened to my parents. They, like, liked him, and they were like, yeah, you guys can do whatever you want. But I just think at the in the moment when you're that young and foolish, you're just like, yeah, whatever. And it's not, like, an actual option at that time. So it's so much easier to say, like, yeah, in the future.
We'll get married.
We'll get married, you know? But looking back, yeah, I wouldn't make such a promise and wouldn't make it such, like, a big deal. Like, I would just be like, okay, let's go our separate ways.
We'll see. Not have as many expectations.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, but then we ended up kissing a week or two later.
Yep.
So he was like, I'm really nervous and I'm going to kiss you. Please don't reject me. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. I was recovering from PTSD. Yeah. Really? From before.
Well, no, because
we
this
laughed
is the funny
about
story.
It after.
Yeah. After he was like taken aback that I had rejected him. Like he was like, nobody has ever rejected my kiss
that
before.
So that sounds so
nice, Nick.
I can't say the word right now. But the way that I said it was like, I was embarrassed naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm sure no one has. You're so cute. Like, I'm sure no one has.
But at that stage where you were looking at me and it's been like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I was like, come on. What's got to take place here?
Yeah. No, it's fine.
I am dead.
Yeah. But it was fine. We kissed later, so it was all good. But that was not the end of the drama.
How was it?
It was great. I remember telling people, like, I had never, this is going to sound weird, but, like, I had never, like, liked kissing someone as much as I liked kissing you.
Ew, gross.
Wanna go? We're like, see ya.
Headsets
oh,
off.
Cute, guys.
And that's what we said. Bye.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I'm like, is it getting hot here?
It kind of is.
It really is. I'm sweating. Anyone else? I am sweating. My face is like dripping sweat.
So how long between when you guys dated or first like, oh, okay, wait. So you guys dated for a few months and then you broke up for a while and then you started dating again.
Yeah. So I broke up with him. So we dated for a while. I moved to Utah. He moved to Idaho for school. We tried it. And I remember we were gone for like 2 weeks. I had moved up before you. And I came down to visit and we were like giddy when I came down. Remember you picked me up and we like went to In-N-Out. It was just always such a weird aspect in our relationship because I kind of still had the missionary.
And she was very, like, clear about it.
What was that like for you, Nick? Were you like, you're not going to marry him, this is stupid? Or did you think like...
I knew that.
Yeah.
In my mind, I thought that that would definitely happen. Just seeing so many other missionaries getting written off or not working. And the odds were not in
his favor.
In his favor.
Well, he had, like, Nick had always told me, like, no one is going to treat you better than I treat you.
Yeah. I would say that. But I would also say, like, I'm sure Addison is a great...
We're gonna put up, please. I'm just kidding.
There's a great guy. Like he has to be if he
means this much to
you. Yeah, means this much to you and commanded like your attention all the time.
Yeah, I will say he never said anything bad about him. Yeah,
I couldn't because like obviously Chelsea liked him so much.
Yeah, and so at that point I had kind of like written him off when we got like me and you were kind of getting more serious, and then we were moving to school and I had like written him off and kind of like told him, and he had already known, someone had told him. On his mission.
Yeah.
And so
that it was Nick specifically that you were dating?
I don't know if he knew it was you.
Yeah, but it's okay. We won't have to get into that.
Oh.
I'm like, let's call him up. Add him to the...
I don't know if he knew it was you at first.
But then he had some things to say about me, but...
Okay. Getting very controversial up in here.
I love the guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Wish him all the best.
Anyway, so we... what happened after that?
Oh, yeah. Is this after you broke up with me?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, so I know exactly where we're
at. I was depressed for 4 months straight.
No, okay. So we were getting to the point where I was like, we were indifferent. We were like 4 hours away from each other. I just felt like it was too hard for me. I had to just kind of have none of you because I was like having a hard time with myself. I didn't know what I was doing with my life. I was just kind of like not knowing
not
what
in a
I
good
wanted.
Place.
Yeah, I was not in a good place. And you had like, you were so nice to me and you treated me so well. And I just remember being like, I can't give this back to you. You're going 90, I'm going 10.
Mm.
And so maybe 80-20.
I gave yourself a little more credit than that.
Okay, 70-30.
That's a good ratio.
Like, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I remember, so you came down one weekend and he told me he loved me.
Nick did?
Yeah. Nick told me he loved me. And he was just like, I know you're not going to say it back, but like, I just have to tell you. And I didn't say anything back because I'm like, I don't think I do. And also the only other person I told that I love them was the missionary.
Yeah.
And so I was just like so freaking out and panicking. And so I was like, okay, I'm not sure. What does it mean if I love you? Then I'm just like throwing it around. I don't know. So
it was interesting because it was me. Like I just had to like tell her, get it off of my chest because I knew that. That's what I felt.
Yeah.
And I needed her to know it. I needed, like, the world to know it. And so I felt like I wasn't being true to myself.
If you wouldn't.
If you
didn't. If I didn't say that.
And then it was over. And then the next day he left and I called him because I was like, shoot, he told me he loved me. I knew that was going to be so loud. Nick wanted some water and he had none left in his glass, so I passed mine over and then he poured it like right on the mic.
Gosh. I'm so inexperienced like around this audio, audio equipment.
Oh,
forgive
my gosh.
Me.
Anyway, so he told me he loved me and the next day I was like, I don't love him. Like, I don't know if I love him back. So I broke up. I called him and broke up with him.
Oh.
Ooh, that's like double. Like,
yeah,
oof.
Literally the day after. But it was so hard for me to do that. But it was like, I can't lead you on and just like you tell me you love me and I just don't say it back.
I was willing to wait.
Well, sorry.
But it was good. I mean, I am happy you did that.
Yeah.
So
it was good.
How long was it before you guys? So just for everyone listening. How long was it? You waited until your missionary got home and then you kind of started like dating him again for a few seconds, the missionary.
Yeah. So we broke up for like 10 months and we kind of talked, but
very, very minimal.
Yeah. Like you had probably harsh feelings against me, but
not at all.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Still loved you.
Oh,
so sweet.
I remember one time after we broke up, I went to Idaho, which is 4 hours away for a show, and I didn't have a ride home that night and I wanted to go home to Provo. And Nick drove me. We were broken up. And he drove me from Idaho to Provo at like 11 o'clock at night. We got there at like 2 or 3. And he dropped me off at my doorstep and then drove home back to Idaho.
Surprised my truck made it.
Yeah. Seriously. Like so nice. He let me sleep the entire. I was like kind of like, well, I'm just going to sleep the whole ride. Like I don't want you to have any expectations about this. And he just let me sleep. It was so nice. This one I was like, yeah, I do not deserve you. Sorry. Bye. So then we broke up for 10 months.
It was almost a whole year.
Yeah, and then my missionary got back in like June or July. I think it was June. And so I was like, okay, this is what I've been waiting for. He got back. And then like within the first couple of days, I knew that it just wasn't going to work out. But I had put so many expectations on it. And like we had just been planning on it. And I feel like we both kind of knew it wasn't going to work. But we were just like trying for like a month. We were just like dating. And I was like, maybe you should date other people. So he would. We were trying so hard and it just wasn't happening. I just didn't feel it. And so immediately after that, I remember talking to my mom about it and being like, oh, I don't know. And I kept bringing Nick's name up and she was like, why do you keep talking about Nick? And I was like,
I'm awesome.
I was like, I don't know. No, really though. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I just keep thinking about him. And so I remember I called you on like, it was like the 4th of July or something. We were talking for like a month and he was in San Diego and I was in Arizona. And this is at this point, me and JC was going through this with Leif and I was going through this with Nick at the same exact time. So yeah. While this was all happening with them,
we would literally have sleepovers every night and just be like, why don't they like us? Worst. Why don't they love us?
Yeah. Cause at this point I was like, Nick's over me for sure. It's almost been a year and he had moved on and whatever. And he was like doing great and stuff. And so I wanted him back. So me and my little sister, I texted Nick and he was like, hey, I have an extra room here. And I was like, oh, can we come visit, like stay in like San Diego for my sister's birthday? And so we planned it out like a month in advance. And he was like, yeah, sure.
It was kind of like one of those invites that you're like, I don't think she's going to actually take me up on this. But
I did.
She did.
Yeah. Very surprising to you, apparently, because I showed up and he was like, I was like prepared the whole way up there. I was talking to my sister. I'm like, okay, I just have to tell him like, I'm so sorry for how I treated him. And like, I love him and I want to marry him. Hoping he proposes.
Did you wait on that trip? I don't even remember. Did you say all those things?
Like, yeah. Literally? So I get to San Diego. I see him and I'm just like instantly like swooning. Cause first of all, when he picks us up, you guys had just gotten done surfing. You're like so tan and you're just like running up to our car wearing a flannel or something. I like look at Abby. I'm like, all righty. Oh my gosh. And so we go up and like that night we had alone time and I was like, told him everything. Like, I'm so sorry. I know I have no, what's the word? Right to come back and like ask you to give me a second chance. It's literally like Back to December by Taylor Swift. The chain is on.
And I had door. No idea. I thought she was just coming for like a free place to stay and hang out in California. I literally had no clue.
Gotcha.
And I didn't know anything, any of the drama. I didn't really care. At that point, I probably did.
He didn't even know that me and the missionary had broken up.
Yeah. I just was out of touch and was like just trying to move past that stage in my life.
Yeah.
Where it was hard.
Yeah. And then I came back in like a wrecking ball.
No, it was awesome.
So I told him, I was like, I'm so sorry. I still like you a lot. If you'll give me a second chance, like I would love it. And then he said no.
No,
he said I'm kind of dating someone else,
and which was good. I was being transparent.
Well, you were like, yeah, you were kind of dating. I don't know,
it wasn't like full on, but yeah, it was.
Yeah. And then he's like, so yeah, you hurt me and I was really sad for a long time, but I appreciate you like apologizing and saying all this. And then he said,
I was like, but if you want to kiss, let's kiss.
He literally said that.
Is that
he was
bad?
Like, no, he was bad. Like very actually, open
maybe
about
it. Is. Okay. Yeah. But I said,
Leif. Leif's like, it's not bad. That's cool.
But I said like,
boys will be boys.
You weren't tied down to anyone.
No.
No. And he had said, he told me, he was like, I don't want you to have any expectations, but if you want to like kiss, can I kiss you?
Because I was getting that impression from her that she did.
She's giving you the eyes again.
Yeah. It was the eyes again.
And I said, yeah, and then we did. And then we got married that night. No, and then after that, there was still some more because.
Still some more what?
Actually, it was the same thing. I posted a picture the next day of all of us at the beach, and the girl he was kind of talking to texted him and was like,
done.
Nope, bye.
Bye-bye.
To him. And I was like, and then he told me, and
like,
I was like,
oops.
Yeah.
And that's exactly I was like, what she said.
I was like, are you like, sad about it? And he was like, kinda. And I was like, sorry. Literally a wrecking ball. And then we talked, and then he moved back home, and then we dated. It was still kind of rough when you move back because I feel like when you break up and then you get back together, it's kind of like, well, it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just fun and games.
When, yeah, when we had like kind of had that little break for a few weeks or whatever, and then when he was like, I just want to date you.
Yeah.
Then like a month later, it was like, okay, we're going to get married.
Yeah.
It's like the pressure's on.
Yeah.
Is that how you guys felt?
Not like... He's like, you have to? Is that what you guys felt too? I didn't feel necessarily pressure, but you're right. It's kind of like, it just got more serious faster because we were like both all in. It wasn't just like, oh, we're just dating around and like, oh yeah, we kind of like each other. It's fun. It was like, he tried out another girl. But like he dated someone else and realized that I'm the best.
Gave me this look.
It's true.
It's true.
Also, we were the best for
just
each other.
Just throw it in that we realized a couple weeks ago that me and JC literally married the male versions of each other.
Yes.
Even in the story, I'm realizing that JC and Nick are like the same.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Like they were like, nope. And then me and Leigh were like just scouting the planes.
I know. Well, and like literally everything, Nick is more... Like Chelsea's saying, like, oh, Nick doesn't have a wallet. He literally just has like his cards because he lost all his debit cards. And she's like, he literally just has his cards on his phone in his hand or in his pocket. He doesn't even have anywhere to put them. And I was saying, I'm the same way. And then like other stuff I can't even remember.
Like things right that now. Nick would say, JC would be like, that's literally me.
Yeah, she'd be like, well, it's hard because Nick doesn't really like to follow a plan or whatever. And I'm more whatever. And I'm like, well, honestly, I relate more to Nick because I don't follow plans, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of stresses me out.
Yeah, I'm more of just go with the flow.
Yeah,
and
it's
you guys,
so funny.
Nick and Chelsea, I feel like you guys, or I'm sorry, Leif and Chelsea.
Yeah, because you were saying that he was like, okay, well, JC's like, we'll throw something on like Leif last second. And he'll be like, well, you should have told me that yesterday. She's like, well, what's the point of telling you yesterday? Like, we're going to do it now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you should have told me yesterday because I have other things to do.
Right.
And like, I need to know ahead of time so that we can make things work out. And then Nick gets stressed when it's like last minute. He's like, I have all these things to do. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's why you plan ahead.
So, I feel you, Nick. We should have gotten married. Just kidding. We'd have the scariest life.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why it's like a perfect match.
Utter chaos.
Yeah. Would not be okay.
Yeah. So, but I was saying it's good, like, because Nick, I feel like, gets things done more than I do, though. Because, like, sometimes I do too much planning where I don't, like, actually execute it. I just, like, plan. And Nick will just do things. On a whim, he'll just, like, do things.
Like, oh, I want to do this. Okay, I'm going to build the whole website and just do it now.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Okay. Which is good. So it's a good match. To have both aspects.
And that's why Chelsea and I are such good friends. And then that's why that's literally who we married is the male version.
We didn't even realize this until literally a couple weeks ago, I feel like.
Yeah.
When we were on the phone and she was talking about it and I was like, wait, I actually relate more to Leif on this one.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Anyways.
Chelsea, did you have like some questions or something for
us? Yeah, so we wanted to talk about the drama of marriage. So we've both been married for 2 years. We got married a month after each other.
Yeah,
so they got married in March. We got married in April.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you guys this question first and you guys can answer.
Okay.
How do you successfully, so this is probably for you guys more too. How do you successfully practice work-life balance?
We're very bad at it.
Successfully, huh?
Successfully.
I feel like work is the biggest thing we fight about and like definitely the hardest part of our relationship is that we're also work partners.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, I don't know, when they see our Instagram or whatever, it's like, oh my gosh, what a dream. Like you guys get to work together. It's so awesome. I mean, I'm so grateful for it and I wouldn't have it another way, but it's not easy. And it's not like, it's actually very hard to balance a marriage and then also a business. And it feels like it's hard to draw that line of like,
yeah,
what's work and what's not, you know? What do you think, Leif?
It's hard because we're like, our job, we're supporting for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what comes first in our life sometimes, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think about work first, but we definitely try to make time for our relationship and for our marriage, and family comes first. Real life comes first before work, which is what we're trying to do. I wouldn't say we're like completely successful, but that's what I at least try to focus on. Yeah.
I think you guys do a good job.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
I know. I do think about that because Nick works a lot and I'm always like, oh, it would be so nice if we worked together because then we can be together all the time.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. No, it really is awesome, but there's so many things that you don't anticipate, I feel like. Because even though we're together nonstop, so most people have the opposite problem where they rarely see their spouse. It's like they see them for an hour when they get home and then they both go to bed, you know? So I get that that's also hard. But I think we're together so much and so we were talking about this yesterday. It's like sometimes for other people, they go there, they have their separate lives kind of. They have different work environments and stuff. And then they come home and they kind of talk about their day. Like, oh, this is what I did. This is what I did. And for us, it's like we're together all the time. And so we're trying to start making it. We're trying like to like separate. have separate lives also. Yeah. Like Leif will go and go to the beach or whatever. And I will, like, I want to start going to yoga and stuff so that we almost have these separate things and then we can come back and talk and hang out and whatever. Because it's almost like when you're together nonstop, you know you exactly have, what happened. You don't have that much to like. You don't have much to talk about.
And the only thing that we do talk about is work, which because is that's, sometimes. Because that's what we did
all
day.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's all we know.
Yeah.
And yeah, not sense. To say, like, it's never, like, it's this awkward thing where, like, oh, what do we talk about next? It's, like, obviously conversation just flows. It's not awkward at all. It's just, like, it's better to have experiences outside of each other and then be able to, like, come back. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you definitely need a little time apart.
Yeah.
To, like, have some.
You just need alone time. You need your own thing. Like, whatever that is. Even if it's just going on a walk or whatever, even if we're just like he's downstairs cleaning up and I'm doing something upstairs, it's like we just need time to where we're not literally next to each other all day every day.
Yeah,
it's too much. But yeah, it's very hard to balance. I don't think we've like perfected it, but I think just trying to make time where we're doing something that does not involve work at all, like dinner and a movie, it's like that's just a date night. Like we're not gonna talk about work.
That's smart.
Yeah, that's good.
I think we could definitely do a better job at that.
Yeah. That's hard for us, too, because we're literally the complete opposite, where we hardly see each other.
And yeah. We still talk about work.
Yeah, yeah. And we still talk about work.
We got a lot of practice.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, we have certain days where we're together all day, but even then, like, it's hard because Nick works so much that, like, it's time for us, and then, but also he needs, like, his time to do his own thing, like fishing or, like,
right. You
know, when we lived in California, like, he'd like to go surfing, and so it was – it's like almost we don't have enough hours in the day.
Everyone talks about like the key to life is like balance, but I'm like, where do you find it? How do you find it?
Yeah, it's hard. Very hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is one of the questions or something, but don't you feel like, because even in our young love episode where we talked about getting married young and like kind of the perks and maybe some of the cons, I don't think in that episode that we talked really at all about like the struggles of marriage and how it's not all just like getting married young, it's so fun, it's perfect, like all your problems disappear.
No.
There is so, yeah, I mean, marriage is hard, and I think I was actually super naive going into marriage because I remember telling, I think my mom, like, I don't know what Leif and I would ever fight about because we're both just very chill people.
Mm-hmm.
I could never see Leif like, well, Leif has still never raised his voice at me or anything. Like, mm-hmm. He is just a very level-headed person. So not that I thought that. I don't know. He's never yelled at me or anything like that.
I think I'm just monotone.
Awesome.
He's no. Like, I've tried. It just doesn't happen.
He's like, my voice doesn't go that loud.
Just can't come out.
No, but I was just naive in thinking, what would we ever fight about? We get along so well. And then even this past year, I think, has probably been the hardest for us. I almost feel like, don't you feel like the first year of marriage was a lot easier for us?
Yeah.
I felt like we just didn't really fight or anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe had little arguments, but then it's just you know each other better, you're more comfortable, and I feel like now we, not that we fight all the time, but we definitely get into like disagreements or things where we're just like, okay, you are so annoying, like I do not want to talk to you right now.
Yeah.
And it's like people don't, I don't know, I don't want young girls or even anyone to think that like.
To think that if that happens, your marriage is terrible.
No, I think it's important that they realize that it happens and it's real. Like
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like at some point you're going to get in a fight with your spouse.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
It's a service to them to know that, you know, it's not the and easiest thing.
To be honest, I don't know if this is just us, but I feel like after all of our fights, like we usually come back stronger. Like at the end of it, it's like we love each other even more because we have talked through it for the most part. Yeah. Not every time, but a lot of times.
You see each other's perspectives.
Yeah.
Talk it through. Come to a conclusion.
Yeah. I heard the saying that like either your first year of marriage is hard or your second year of marriage is hard. Like one, it's like one or the other.
Or if you're like, for some person, your marriage is perfect always.
Yeah.
Right? Other people?
Always, maybe.
Unicorn couples?
Yeah.
Unicorn. I don't think that exists.
I think ours was our first.
Was harder?
Yeah.
Really?
You think so?
It's like both of them were hard.
I can agree.
Like, well, at least for me. I think we both, like, had different struggles. Like, I struggled more in the first year, and you struggled more in the second.
Yeah.
Just like with our own personal stuff.
Totally.
And so my perspective is like their second year was like better because I was more there for you. So it didn't seem as hard for me. And then the first year you were kind of just more there for me.
Isn't that interesting when you're like being more selfless and you're like giving and like helping others that you're happier?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting.
And then when you're more micro focused on yourself, you're not as happy. It's harder. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So true. Do you guys, when you get into fights, you just need your time alone to be like, okay.
Do you let it simmer for a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, I remember we were talking about this one time because we were saying like.
Did we drive in the car? Because it only happened. Yeah. Our fights really only happen when we're driving.
We cannot
drive.
Like the car is the worst. First of all, it's either us fighting about how he's critiquing my driving.
If I'm driving, we get in a fight every
time. Every single time.
Single time we get in a fight.
Because he just like panics that I'm going to kill us or something.
Oh my gosh, I want
to
just
He's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like holding onto the door. And I'm like, how is that going to help you if we get in a car accident? You will still be like hit. It's not going to keep you.
Leif critiques my driving so bad. I'll be like, oh, I want to drive. Because I never drive. And I almost feel like I'm out of practice. Because we only have one car and Leif drives every time we go anywhere. Yeah. And so sometimes I'm like, I want to drive. And he'll be like, okay, or whatever. And then it's just a nightmare. And by the time we get to the place,
I'm like, I'm never driving.
Yeah,
again.
I'm like, okay, that was not worth it. I don't want to drive with you anymore. And that was.
Seriously.
Yeah, not worth it.
I know. That's how I feel. I'm like, I can't drive when we're together.
Leif is such a good driver, though.
He is a good driver.
That's right.
We test drove a couple
it's
cars
funny
yesterday.
Because when I drive with JC, it's so different than when we drive with Leif. JC's like going like slower. She's like, I can't do this.
Well, because I'm seriously so out of practice because Leif never lets me drive. But,
so I and feel that's like, why that's why it ends up in a fight when you drive, because I'm just trying to teach you.
I'm like, I know how to drive. Yeah. And I'm also like a good driver. So I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Usually I'm just giving you little tips. But yeah. I think you know that you're not. You haven't had much practice lately, so you know that you're not that good.
I do not know that. I think I'm pretty good.
I get so offended.
She gets a little confidence a little bit.
Yeah, she gets a little offended if I try to give her little tips.
Well, because the tips are like
things that we know
I'm
already.
Just like,
don't
why?
Drift
like he'll be like
into the right lane.
Okay, no. No, the tips are like, okay, like you can get into the carpool lane. And I'm like, I don't need to because there's two cars on the road. There's no traffic. Yeah. So you don't need to tell me that because it's like, I'm aware I can do that. One. And two, I don't need to.
Yeah.
Because there's no traffic.
It's like they have to like make sure that you get into, yeah, like you're turning right. Chelsea, you're going to want to get in the right lane. And I'm like, I have plenty of time to get in the right lane before I turn.
20 feet.
I can do it. Yeah, we always. And then, but also like just any, even when you're driving though, like that's when we get in because I'll either get like just.
I just usually shut down. I kind of just need some quiet time and I just don't like their response.
Or the music because I always try and like control the music. And then he's like, you're not being a good like a navigator.
Ooh, Leif hates me when I navigate too.
Yeah. Because I'll will, like pass it. I'm like, that was it.
Same.
It's like scrolling through Instagram. It's like she's DJing her favorite playlist. And then I'm like, just can you navigate for me? And then like 5 miles later, I think we were supposed to turn like maybe like one exit behind. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
The calmness.
Says it so. Also, we were talking about this earlier is that Nick is very good. Like, so, okay, to say like, do I simmer or whatever? Like, I feel like I need time after we get in an argument. In the middle of the argument, I kind of bottle up all my feelings and then I don't know how to express them. And then I get frustrated that I can't express them.
So, that
like,
is exactly me. That's
exactly what
it is. So
then
crazy.
I need time to like back away and like cool off. So
but
that
the
I can
thing
like
is, JC's so different. She needs to talk about it right away. So she. She throws out all of her thoughts, all of her opinions, and I seriously have nothing to say because I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I have to think about it a little bit.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's fine. I just let her talk, and then I think about it for a second, and then I say my piece, and then...
He's like, I let her talk, yada, 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 I don't listen.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's
and that's what we said. Yeah. So I feel like sometimes it almost is... Because I always heard the thing, like, never go to sleep mad at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And often he gets home late, so if we do get in a fight, I have to sleep on it. Like, I really do. I either have to go, but sometimes I'm, like, just so tired that I'm not even knowing what I'm arguing about, that I'm like, I'm exhausted and I need to sleep about it. And then in the morning we can talk about it and I'll probably have a much better perspective and like I won't be as grouchy.
And I'm like the opposite where I could never go to sleep upset because I would have too much anxiety to even sleep. I would just be want to figure it out before I fell asleep because I just wouldn't be able to fall asleep if it wasn't solved, I feel mm-hmm. like, which yeah. is, I don't know if that's good or bad, but.
No, that is good. I just like, or I'll have to like leave for a second and just be like, okay, I need to cool down. Just give me a second.
The dramatic.
Well, and then I usually realize that I need to apologize because I'm always wrong.
I think we both do. I think a lot of times we both do.
Yeah. I was going to say I think the thing that we had to learn really fast is to apologize immediately. Cause I heard the saying like, what do you care more about, being right or loving the other person? Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's more important, being right or loving them?
Yeah.
So Nick's really good at apologizing immediately after he does something if he knows he did something naughty.
Which is frequent.
Naughty. <listening. laughs>
Not naughty. But
yeah.
No, Leif is really like humble and good at apologizing. I feel what I tell him is that
you're never wrong.
Yeah, I'm always right. No, it's hard for me to apologize if I feel like I'm in the wrong or if I know that I've done something, I will say I'm sorry for doing that.
You usually just act like a little kid. Like you laugh and be like, yeah, I'm sorry. No big deal, but I'm sorry.
No, I don't. What?
Just like giggle, she's like, sorry.
Sorry, you gotta go. No, like if I really do feel like I'm right or like I really didn't do anything wrong, then I'm like, it would be ingenuine of me to say sorry because I wouldn't mean it. If I thought mm-hmm. I was right and I'm like, well, I don't even know what he's talking about, like I did not do anything wrong, then it's hard for me to be like, okay, I'm so sorry because I'm like, well, what am I even apologizing for? Like I don't feel genuine about saying sorry. It means nothing because I literally don't know what I did wrong. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Mm-hmm.
But I probably need to be more like humble and realize that I am in the wrong a lot of times, but I don't know.
Well, I think that the most importantly, it's more important than saying sorry, I feel like, is trying to understand where they're coming from. So like I'll say, I'm not sorry that I'm like telling you because this is how I feel. So I'm not sorry for like expressing to you that I'm mad or I'm upset or I'm sad or something. I'm telling you how I feel, like you tell me how that makes you feel or how from your perspective so I can like understand a little bit better. Because we're similar in a lot of ways, but we're also so different.
Yeah. Very, very different.
Yeah.
But it's good because I think it helps balance us out.
Yeah, we would be a train
wreck. Too much of me is definitely not a good thing. Out of control. So that's Chelsea how I feel. Stabilizes me and inspires me. A lot of things.
Oh, keep going.
Like, what else?
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
What have you learned to appreciate about your spouse that you didn't know when you first got married?
I think that I've always thought of Leif as kind of a more reserved person. Like, of course, when he's around me, I never think of him as shy because, like, I think he's so funny and fun to be around and everything. And the people that know him well know that he's, like, fun and he's not super, super shy. But then if you just meet him, you'd think, like, oh, he's pretty reserved. But I feel like he's actually like very personable and good at talking to people, which is like not something that I really almost knew about him before. Like I always knew him as kind of more shy. But anyway, I don't know if that's like something that's changed since I met you, like if you have just gotten a lot more comfortable or if that's always who you've been and I just didn't know that.
I will say when you guys first started dating and I like met Leif the first couple times and like he was so quiet and I was like, and just knowing JC, like she's very like outgoing and not loud, but
yeah,
I'm like and shrill,
shrill.
No, just like loud and outgoing and whatever. When like you first were together, I was like, I don't know if this is going to be good because he's so quiet.
Yeah.
But then like as you guys kept dating, I was like, okay, wait, he like calms you down. Not like that you need to be calmed down, but like it's a good balance between the two. Where if you were dating someone who was like,
yeah,
like, all the time, crazy. It would be
if they were doing that noise, I'd be really scared. A bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you were dating a bird.
So dumb. Nick is like cracking up though. Leif, what are your comments on that, first of all?
I think I've definitely come out of my shell
air quotes,
yeah,
a little more since I've met you. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about that.
He's like, I'm going back in. He's like, bye.
Faith is just full of like hidden gems, even when I get to know him more and more.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah.
What a guy.
I feel like the more you get to know Leif, the more his personality like opens up.
His like smart, witty humor where like, oh my gosh, I get his joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like dry. Like it's funny. Yeah. Because he doesn't like laugh at his own jokes where I laugh like halfway through mine. It's like if he says something at first, you're like, wait, are you kidding? Or and then you realize, oh,
he's joking. Yeah.
That was like, brilliant. Yeah.
That was brilliant. I like when you realize he deserves an Academy Award. No, yeah, he's a great one. Anyway, what do you think that you learned about me, or what's the question?
Something you didn't know, learned to appreciate about them that you didn't know when you first got married. Something that came out of the woodworks after the marriage.
Clueless. Speechless.
This is Leif. Like, he's harnessing his inner
self. Yeah, he has to think about it.
He's in his shell.
She farts all day, every day. Just wake up in the morning. Going to bed at night. I'm not kidding.
That's what he appreciates most about you.
Oh, it's like, do I have to appreciate it?
Please tell them that you're kidding. Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding, but for I think for every married couple, you kind of start to figure out like, oh, girls actually do fart.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were
a lot.
So much.
I thought that you were like back on track. I was like getting ready to hear like a sweet statement about me. He's like,
no. Oh, honestly, I just wanted to make this sound in these mics for so long.
Oh, I'm crying. I don't know what's tears or what's sweat.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
I actually had something, but I kind of forgot.
Neat.
Okay, we'll go to Nick and then we'll come back to you.
Whoa.
Nick's like, oh, I'm going to think about this.
No, I had something. I seriously just need like 5 seconds of thinking. When I first met JC, well, she kind of wears her heart on her sleeve. Like, what you see is what you get, which is a good thing, I think. But she's really driven and just chases her dreams. And at first, I guess that can kind of come off as a little, not selfish, but she does what she wants. She knows what she wants and she goes for it. But as we've been married, I noticed that she really cares about other people's feelings. Like, she's the most empathetic person I've ever met. And she can actually, I don't know, like put herself in other people's shoes and experience those feelings with them, whatever they're going through. Which is awesome for me because a lot of times I don't know how to voice what I'm feeling, but she always knows.
Understands.
Yeah, she understands.
Aw. Thanks, Leifers.
Nick, you got anything to follow up with that?
No. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so good.
Chelsea's nice.
Just named off. Like Chelsea has good, nice boobs. I love.
Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
I read like a book about for women to understand the male mind because I had no clue. Well, I grew up with a lot of brothers, so I feel like I had a pretty good idea. It's funny because he grew up with a lot of sisters. I grew up with a lot of brothers, so sometimes it's like I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on like,
male
boys.
Nature.
Yeah, and he has a pretty good grasp on girls, but it's like almost doesn't help because he grew up with girls and I grew up with boys. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and so everyone's different.
Yeah, and everyone's different, but it was saying like some of the things at first that you, this is almost reverse of it, but some of the things that you fall in love with them, like turn to the things that you're most annoyed by them sometimes. So like some things that at first you're like, oh, they're so driven, but sometimes it'll annoy you like, oh, I think they're being selfish or whatever. And so sometimes I think his, what we were talking about earlier, he's very like, I always admire, like he just like kind of similar. He just does things. He just goes for it. If he has a thought, he'll just do it. And he just like helps people so I don't even know how, but like he'll, if he sees trash on the ground, he'll pick it up and throw it away. Like, if you're, he just offered to fill up our waters like 2 seconds ago, and he's literally trapped in the corner. I don't even
just,
know how
he
did
just
that.
Did all of our dishes, took the trash out, cleaned the counters.
Yeah, he just like does things like that. He's just so helpful. Like, my parents are like in love with him because he just will come over and start cleaning. Just does nice things for people. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to tell him sometimes when we're going to dinner with people, like, don't pay for them. Like,
we can't afford it.
We can't afford to pay for everybody. So just like, don't offer. And then like, I can see him as we're checking out. He's like, no, I'll just get your guys's. Don't worry about it.
He can't help it. Be
yeah,
nice.
He can't help it. So that's something that I loved about him. I'm like, I used to. No, but as like, after we got married, I was kind of like, okay, they're a little bit all over the place. It almost not annoyed me, but just like going out of the way all the time. Like, I'm just not like that. But now I've appreciated it because it's made me more like that. Whereas before, I would never notice.
I feel like you're more like that than I am now.
I'm nicer?
Yeah.
You're right. No, I don't think I am. I think you, it's little, I don't know if it's just like who you are, how you're raised or something, or both, but.
Nature versus nurture. Check it out.
Yeah, seriously. Episode 2. So that would be one thing I would say that I greatly appreciate about you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's very sweet of
you. I appreciate that you appreciate that.
It just keeps going. I think knowing Chelsea, she mentioned like earlier about hard times. Like, our first year of marriage was a breeze for her. Or no, second year. This last year was more of a breeze for her. And the first year was probably a little bit harder for me.
The second year, you mean?
Yeah, second year. Sorry, guys. I'm getting a little mixed up.
Yeah.
But her ability to, like, help and be, like, your number one companion, like, your teammate in a hard time, that was, like, something I had no clue she was capable. I love her to death no matter what. But, like, this year hasn't been the greatest. It's been a great year. Life is good. But it's been tough. She rallied around me more than anyone, was my biggest proponent in that. I think that was something I didn't know. I knew she was capable of a ton, but that like blew my mind exponentially. I could not believe that she would be that willing to stand by me.
So. I'm crying. I can't even talk.
Woo!
And now I am cry. Awesome. When he was just talking about how empathetic she is, JC's bawling.
Thank you. I feel like that's, well, and that's like the reason that Chelsea and I are such good friends. I feel like because, like what you said, she's just, when it turns into a Chelsea, like.
Praise Chelsea.
Just praise Chelsea. But, like, you are so loyal and you'll, like, stand by the people that you love.
Even if it's not even, like, in the right. Even if it's not the ideal circumstances to be on someone's team.
Yeah, so. Like, she sticks by. That's good.
Yeah.
I should be a lawyer.
Woohoo.
True.
Just ruins everything cute. Thanks, guys. Well, we should end like that.
Yeah, no, that is a good note. We have more coming, so we're going to actually do a part 2 of this episode. So stay tuned. It's coming. If you guys want to follow us on Instagram, our Instagram is at What We Said Podcast, and you can basically find us on like any social media at What We Said Podcast. And also, Nick designed our site. It's whatwesaidpodcast.com. He did a great job.
Thank you.
Everyone give a round of applause for Nick.
Appreciate it.
He even like wrote like the things that it seems like we wrote. He wrote it, like put himself into our minds and wrote it.
Yeah, I called Chelsea and I was like, that was so good. I love the writing on it. She's like, oh yeah, Nick did it. I'm like, what the heck?
I know. I woke up and it was all done.
Yeah. He's the best.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
But yeah, you guys, and also if you want to subscribe to our podcast on the Apple Podcast app or iTunes, what is it? I never know what it's even called, but
yeah, podcast app.
Then you guys will get notifications when we have new episodes. And if you want to leave us a review or a rating, that'd be great.
We would love it.
But that's going to be all for this episode. And
that's what we said.
Bye.